This is Mark Strassman, reporter for California Politics Today and Stem Cell World. This is a double interview with Jackie Goldberg, who's the assembly member from the 45th Assembly District of California. Welcome to both Stem Cell World and California Politics Today.
Well, thank you, Mark.
We can see from this juxtaposition that questions of biomedical research are important questions in the political climate in California today. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, you know, I think it's President Bush's decision to only allow a small, tiny amount of stem cell research to go on with a couple of strands, and there are many in the medical world. I don't claim to be an expert in this area, but I read some of the stuff, and who claim that this whole issue of stem cell research really holds the secret to many. Many cures for many, particularly those kinds of things that are not easy to cure. They're looking at it for multiple sclerosis. They're looking at it for all kinds of things that we don't know too much about how they work, but we may be able to identify the genes that are causing the problem, and this may give us an opportunity to do something about it.
Oh, I wasn't sure. I didn't understand that the research on stem cells had to do with finding the genetic causes of these diseases.
It doesn't. What they're saying, the people who are looking at the genetic causes,
right,
believe that when they map those genes,
right,
that stem cell research may give them an opportunity to look at how to deal with the problem.
Okay. From what you've read and heard and been told and think, what's the likelihood that spending $3 billion on stem cell research is likely to come up with cures for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and diabetes?
Well, you know, I'm not enough of a medical person to know that. What I do know is that the people who are researchers believe,
right,
that this is a fruitful area to go into.
Ah.
And so I'm supportive of the idea to having a institute that would regulate stem cell research and provide funding through grants and loans. And I support the idea of having a constitutional right to conduct this research. I'm also happy that Prop 71 prohibits funding human reproductive cloning, because people who say that are trying to cloud the issue, I think. I really don't entirely understand, other than the fact that there's embryonic tissue involved, what people's issues are with this. But in any case, my view is that it's a fruitful area that we should be allowing people to look into, and this will allow the general obligation bonds to finance it.
It's before we get to the question of the bonds, the issue in the minds of people who are opposed to therapeutic stem cell research is, as they say, that it's necessary to destroy embryos in order to do embryonic stem cell research, and they believe variously that that's politically unwise or a sin.
We still describe each other as to, you know, what is when is life begins.
Right.
I mean, you could get to the point in time where you would not be willing to have someone destroy their semen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or maybe we should not allow women to menstruate. They should have a pregnancy every time there's an egg that's fertile. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It seems to me if the rule is...
A long trail you have to go down to,
sure,
where an embryo is alive. It's not sustainable outside the womb. It's not sustainable sometimes, unfortunately, for those people who've had miscarriages, even inside the womb.
In fact, it's my understanding that abortion is legal up to without question until at least for 3 months.
That's true.
And an embryo, no one's going to say an embryo is more than 3 months
old. No, heavens no.
What?
Heavens no.
Right. So it seems to me that there's a perfectly valid legal, if not omni-efficient ethical argument.
Well, the legality is clear.
Okay.
The question that some people raise is the ethics of it or the morality of it.
Oh, okay.
And my view is that life begins at birth or very near birth, but not before then.
Okay.
Because that's my own personal view of it.
Okay, so much for biology and ethics.
Right.
How about money? Why
yeah.
doesn't, if this is important, there are two other ways of funding it, it seems to me. One would be for the state legislature, which has less than no money, to appropriate funds for exactly these purposes, exactly along these lines. Why isn't the state legislature and the governor authorizing, appropriating money and doing it that way.
Well, I'm sure that that's because we're in the financial pickle that we're in due to the dot-com collapse, and then after 9/11, we also lost tourism and other areas of our economy have gone down. I think that, you know, we've always had economic swings, and we will have a time again when there will be more money, and I actually would, if I were happen to be in the legislature at that time, which is unlikely, I would advocate for spending general fund money on this. We fund other types of research. I would definitely support that, but right now, that's not an option.
Because if I've got the finances of it clear, the state will be allowed to sell $3 billion in bonds at about $295 million a year, and then paying them back will cost the $3 billion that was received plus $3 billion more in interest. Is that about right?
Let me see. State costs of about $6 billion over 30 years. Yes,
$3
billion and $3 in interest.
Over $30 billion. In other words, it's going to be spent over 10 and paid back over 30.
That's right.
It's like a big mortgage.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. The average cost will be about $200 million a year.
The paying back.
Which is a lot of money.
Right, and you're confident that the state's economy, maybe in part because of the stem cell research, will have so rebounded by then that paying it back won't be a problem.
Well, you never know. I'm confident that $200 million a year is something that's doable in the economy. That's $1.5 trillion a year.
Right.
Sometimes we are unable to appropriately tax the wealth of this state, so that's always a risk.
Right.
But I don't believe that $200 million a year is going to be outside the range of possibility or even probability.
Maybe
so.
You could use some of this genetic engineering possibilities to engineer rich people who don't mind being taxed at high marginal rates.
Actually, I think there are a lot of rich people who don't mind being taxed. Believe it or not.
What's the problem?
The problem basically is a philosophical one. You have folks who represent interests in the state that are maybe better described as business interests as opposed to personal income interests, and who have made a philosophical 20-year, 30-year now, actually, effort to convince people that they don't need to pay any taxes for anything.
Right.
Or anybody. I think that, however, if we look at all of the polls that I've seen in the last 3 years while we've been in this financial difficulty, there's really always been a majority of people, and sometimes as many as 60 and 70%, depending on how you tell them what you're going to spend the money for, who have supported raising their own taxes. So I think in spite of, you know, an effort...
You mean overall or among the well-to-do?
No, overall and among the well-to-do.
In other words, you say if we're going to spend it on something you particularly like,
that's
we'd be willing
right.
to have you.
So if you tell people that you're spending it on education, or if you tell people you're spending it on curing diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, you're going to get a lot of people who are going to support it.
Okay. Are the development interests, the builders and so on, well taken care of in this legislation? I think it says that 25% of that money is going to go to them, doesn't it? People who are going to build buildings. Build medical facilities.
For the stem cell research.
Right.
Let's see. As I said, I didn't have time to pull up the bill in chief, so what I have is a summary, and I don't see that in the summary. It says, authorizes issuance of general obligation bonds to finance institute activities up to $3
billion,
subject to an annual limit of $350 million.
All right.
Appropriates monies from general fund to pay back the bonds. That's about it, so I don't know how that breaks down.
All right.
I'll take your word for it if it says that say that they can use the money for research and facilities.
Okay.
It does say that. What amount, I don't know.
I think it's about 25%.
Okay.
What do you know about who initiated this initiative? Who's paying to put it on the ballot? The website is the most professional, politically oriented website I've seen, and it's just got everything, and someone paid for it. Do you know who?
No, the names I have are Roberta Johansson and James Harrison, but neither of those names mean anything
right.
to me.
Right. Does Dorr mean anything to you, the venture capitalist?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know who put the
Mostly the money has been put forward, been put up for by in hundreds of thousands of dollar size contributions from venture capitalists in Silicon Valley who own stock or whose clients or friends own stock in big biotech companies that are going to be getting the money. Did you know that?
That doesn't surprise me.
No. But does it appall you or warm your heart?
You know, from my point of view, somebody when government spends money or when you spend money or when I spend money, somebody is the recipient of the money that's spent.
Right. And when you spend money and you get more of it, more back than you put, that's called making a good investment.
Or if you get something for the society that you wanted to get back, that's making
a good
investment.
All right. Well, then I think we've arrived at the crucial final subject that I want to deal with, which is this. Let's assume there are two alternatives with this research project. Either it won't work and they won't know any more when they started, in which case the state of the taxpayers will be out $6 billion, or maybe it'll be partially this, partially that, or there could be a vast breakthroughs and great successes in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and diabetes and cystic fibrosis will be leveled by the results of this test, of this research. In that case, who's going to benefit by it medically, and who's going to benefit by it financially, as you understand it? And how do you feel
about
it?
Well, medically, the people will benefit by it, but in this country, we have private enterprise.
Right,
and primarily,
do.
It will be the private sector companies that market the materials that will benefit from it.
The materials that they will learn about and have developed for them by the public money.
Well, that's already happening in every area.
I understand it
I
is.
I mean, we do that in pharmaceuticals.
We absolutely do that in pharmaceuticals.
In ag, all the ag stuff that goes on at UC Davis and so forth is all publicly financed.
That's the crux of the UC philosophy.
Right. If I had my druthers...
Right. Let's say you did.
If I had my druthers...
Right.
When they're... Since we're part of taking the risk, we should be part of the... reap part of the profit.
In on the takeoff, in on the landing.
Yeah, exactly. But that's never been something I've been able to get successfully through this legislature.
Do you think you could introduce a bill that would say we've skipped over, of course, the delivery of these medical services, because it seems to me that the first people to receive this kind of stem cell treatment for Alzheimer's are either going to be, you know, members of the commission who members of the institute or their families, or people who can pay $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 for it. Or who have medical insurance that provides that same level of coverage, whereas the millions of people who have Alzheimer's are going to have to pay. Well, you know what happens with drugs as they now exist, that the FDA and the NIH, or that the NIH finances the research, the basic research that's later commoditized or commercialized by the big drug companies who charge people such outrageous amounts for them that it becomes a matter of legislation in the Congress. It becomes a matter of people taking trips to Canada. It becomes a matter of You know all of that. Do you imagine it would be any different with stem cell therapies?
I'm less worried about that, to be honest with you, than the fact that the people who will put the money up for it won't reap any of the profits.
Right.
Because, to be honest with you, most new breakthroughs do go to the affluent first, but eventually we get them pretty well shared around. So I'm less worried about that. I'm more worried about the fact, in general, including current UC practices and others, that we pay for the research, and then when the research is completed, we don't get any return on that money.
I think this is called socializing the risks and privatizing the profits.
I think that's exactly what it's called.
And it seems to me one thing if Stanford University, which is a private institution supported with private money, although with plenty of federal and probably state funds as well.
I was going to say, wrong about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I qualified it.
More public money than anybody else.
More than UC, even?
Probably.
Okay, well, so it's...
Because remember, we don't mostly fund research.
Right.
We mostly fund the student body.
Oh, okay.
The research is mostly done through federal grants and private sector grants.
Okay.
The state puts a little money into research, but that's not the big portion of what we fund when we fund the
university. I thought for a minute that Cal and Stanford would be playing on the same team, and that would be the end of civilization as we know it.
Yeah, so truly.
So if the case is that the research is a success and these brilliant solutions are arrived at that can be marketed worldwide in perpetuity and make tens or hundreds of billions of dollars. You think it's fair that all be taken up by the venture capitalists in Silicon Valley who funded this,
and not the
taxpayers of California?
Is it, no, so I don't.
Is there any way you could pass legislation that would require that the profits from the projects that are funded by the state money.
Well, we've never gone into the business of research with the amount of money that this involves.
This is the biggest you've ever done
that I'm aware of.
By an order of magnitude, probably, isn't it?
I don't know. So there may very well be an opportunity to do that. The problem, unfortunately, is the Constitution of California having been amended by
two-thirds vote?
By a...
three-quarters vote?
Whatever, a initiative earlier in this last century.
Right.
Well, at the end of the last century.
Right.
Makes it take a two-thirds vote to change anything once a initiative has passed.
Very clever of the people who wrote this.
Oh, of course. Oh, the people who are doing in this state have been working on this for a long time.
Yes.
So when
is
that
two-thirds
happens...
Vote, I'm sorry, is that a two-thirds vote of the people, two-thirds vote of the legislature?
Two-thirds of the legislature.
Oh.
So that means that... no, but it means it's very unlikely that I'll be able to get something like that passed because there are... 32 Republicans who believe that this is a perfectly fine system to do the research at public expense and have the profits done at privately. So I'm not hopeful that I would be able to get that done.
So even if the people who stand to benefit the most from the passage of this initiative were to endorse such a proposal for returning at least some of the profits.
Well, if they were to endorse that, yes. then it might happen.
Do you think, because they've invested in those 32 Republicans as well, haven't
they? Yeah. Oh, they invested heavily in them.
Right. So
if they were to endorse that, that's a possibility.
And so if you were to introduce a legislation, is the legislature still in session, by the way? Or
we're
it's
in
gone
session, but there's no way to introduce anything
you can't, it's
now
the
until
time has passed.
December.
Until when?
December.
Until after this is passed.
Yes.
So, in fact, if it, after which time it would probably be too late, then.
No. It's never too late if you can get a two-thirds vote.
Oh, okay. But I mean, the impetus of the backers of this initiative to support a provision that would take away their gains will be completely
gone.
It's like the governor of New Jersey resigning as of November 15th.
That's right.
In order to, people didn't get there by not knowing what they were doing. All right. Well, overall, give us your final judgment and view
of
what people ought to do on this.
Well, I haven't made a decision on whether I support Prop 71. I have made a decision that I support stem cell research.
Right.
I will have to take a look at the bill. I'm not all that fond of the notion of this being a general obligation bond that takes $200 million right off the top, because that will make that $200 million compete with other necessities like education and health care.
Right.
So that's worrisome to me to begin with.
Will California have to pay a higher interest rate to sell these bonds than it would have if it weren't in such fiscal dire straits?
Probably, and there's also some penalties as you sign up for these bonds that the insurance that's required that's not so often required when you have a...
Okay.
But you also have the fact that this will be competing against other needs.
Right.
We have very strict standards for earthquake-proofing our hospitals.
Right.
We're going to eventually, and I mean eventually, meaning in the next year or two, have to come together with a very large bond issue to help them, particularly the nonprofit hospitals, to meet those new standards because it's very expensive to upgrade those standards.
So this is the problem that's called going to the well once too often.
Yeah, well, you can't have more bonds than you can afford to keep the payment. Some it's like getting too much credit card debt.
Exactly.
At some point, you just can't afford it.
This is something you're bound to know far more than I do from your vantage point. Who's likely to be buying these $3 billion worth of bonds?
Oh, the very wealthiest. Yeah.
Some of the same people who'll be getting the money for
exactly.
the purchase of success?
It's a very nice system they've invented.
Right, it is. All right. Well, then thanks for helping us just a little bit expose it here.
Okay.
And maybe as you've learned more about the bill, the initiative, we can talk about it some more and see how things are going. And
thank you.
And if you want to introduce that bill to require the money to come back to the state, then I'll be glad to interview you about that, too.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.